proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and today in studio, we have the privilege of having Brother Joe Peter Nicor, who is with us all the way from the Philippines. So, mabuhay, my brother.
Mabuhay from the Philippines.
Wonderful. It's been good to have you around. We've had the four-day focus of Jewish missions held here recently. You have been sharing with us how God has been working in the Philippines concerning the cause of Jewish missions, and also how that work has been spreading to Southeast Asia, places like Vietnam, Cambodia, other places. And now, another interesting development is in Papua New Guinea. We usually don't think of Jewish missions in Papua New Guinea. So tell us the story, Brother Joe. How did this work get started?
Papua New Guinea is a very interesting country. There is freedom of the gospel in Papua New Guinea, and the gospel is thriving there. And I believe there is always a pattern why a country experiences freedom. And as I have said, and we present this to churches in the Philippines, that the need of the world is the gospel. But by observation, any country that go against Israel has no freedom of the gospel. And we have countries like England, which eventually are now closing their doors for the gospel, simply because of the relationship with Israel. America loves Israel, and America has freedom of the gospel, a bastion of Christianity, bringing missionaries and the gospel, the Bible, into all the world. And also the Philippines shared their part. We are the only Asian country who voted for the state of Israel in 1947, and our country saved Jews during the Holocaust. And Papua New Guinea is a very interesting country also, because the first Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea signed a transcript that says, "The God of Israel is the God of Papua New Guinea." And so there is freedom of the gospel in Papua New Guinea, and we are thankful for the Filipino missionaries in Papua New Guinea in helping their churches develop this love for Jewish people. Filipino missionaries just like Elijah Rapada of Bethany Baptist Church in Ley, encouraged by Pastor Mandy through personal lecture about Jewish missions. He went to Papua New Guinea to start work there, not only to start work there, but also to encourage churches to support Jewish missions. And in August of 2018, we were invited to hold a week of conference led by Brother John Joseph of Garrick's Bible Baptist Church in Goroka, Eastern Highlands Province. And really the heart of Papua New Guinea is tender for the souls of for the Jewish souls. And so this coming August, we will be coming back and, Lord willing, to hold the conferences in three areas, Goroka, Ley, and Port Moresby. And so please pray for us. Please pray for our safety going there. And as we end our conferences in church services concerning Jewish missions, we speak of these three things: pray for the peace of Jerusalem, support missionaries to Jewish missions, and open the doors of our churches for the Jewish people. And also, in the Philippines, the movement there started 10 years ago, and by the grace of God, we have now Filipino missionary family, which is now working in Toronto, Canada, missionary Ricky Orias, and I would like you to pray for them also as they labor for the Jewish souls there in Toronto, Canada.
Well, this is wonderful to hear. This thrills my heart, Brother Joe, to hear what the Lord is doing in all these countries concerning the cause of Jewish missions. And little do we know that from the Philippines, with a very small Jewish community there, you said there's only one synagogue, correct, in the country. So that's amazing that the Filipinos have such a heart for the Jewish people and for Israel. And that burden is spreading around Southeast Asia. So that's incredible. So we will be praying for you. We'll be praying for Brother Orias as well, a dear friend and brother. And we pray that even churches, maybe pastors and Bible-believing Christians, no matter where they may be, would develop a heart for the Jewish people. And so that's our heart's desire. So again, Brother Joe, thank you for being with us. Salamat.
Maraming salamat po.
All right. And again, we hope to see you again soon. If not, we pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you, and His face would shine upon you. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.